اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome back to the Spring of Truth. This is Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, your host. And today we are going to speak a quote from Imam Khomeini. I've chosen a beautiful quote from the Imam where he says, "You are to help as much as you can. Each of you, wherever you may be, should help as much as you can." So over here, what the Imam is pointing out is towards the holy ayah of the Holy Quran, that is, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, where it is stated, you have to do as much as good you can. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, meaning, go ahead, be quick in whatever good you want to do. So over here, if we look at the statement of the Imam, you are to help as much as you can, is just one of the commentary on the holy verse. Each of you, wherever you may be, should help as much as possible. So over here, if we look at the today's world condition and the country which we are staying in, if we see a litter lying on the ground, it says, pick up the litter. Do not litter by yourself in the least. Example, if you see a person in need and you can help him financially, then go ahead, help him financially. Oh no, you don't have so much of amount with yourself right now. And what you can do is share your knowledge. In this manner, you can share your knowledge and can help that very person. You can just give him a lending hand. You can solve his problem. It's not necessary when the Imam says that you have to go ahead and do help in the financial way. No, it's not the case. It's actually, if you can help a person in any manner possible, that is the most beautiful gift which you can give to the person. Another thing which comes to our mind is about the help of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam towards the society.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi
salli ala
So when the Imam is saying, wherever you may be, it's not necessary that you are in a specific country to help and reach out the people. Example, when the Prophet came into this world, he came into the most ignorant world. The people used to worship idols, but still he was called Al-Amin, meaning the trustworthy one. What do you get in your mind when you think of a trustworthy person from his childhood? The very thing which is going to strike our mind is that even if he would be a trustworthy man for an idolater, meaning a person who worships idol, and if someone keeps a trustee near him, then the Prophet would return back the thing to him. So, wherever you may be, help as much as you can. With this, I'm very sure you are going to attract people towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Subhanallah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.